B-Pod Studios.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline is the coach of the Boston Bruins, Mr. Bruce Cassidy. Hello, sir.
Gentlemen, how are we today?
We are doing well. And is this just some kind of money grab? Or is there a reason?
It sounds like it, isn't it? Yeah.
Or is there a method to this scrimmage tomorrow night?
Well, we were trying to fill a long, 8-9 days. So I talked to Donnie about maybe replicating a game, and we kind of came up with this. And, you know, have come in the morning like a typical game day, go over a little video. We didn't know if the series would be over. Now we know, obviously, we can work on St. Louis. And then play a game at night at the Garden or even here at Warrior, just kind of get back into it. And, you know, we decided to use the Garden. And then it's kind of taken on a life of its own from there with the fans. I think it's great for them to get in, see some live hockey. Obviously, it's going to be a controlled scrimmage. It's not going to be too physical, but hopefully good pace, good compete, get something out of it, and sort of get back in the mindset of going to work.
Yeah, they've already sold 11,000 tickets. So
wow, that's
really?
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, a lot of people going. Is that because you're kind of in a tough spot if you want to do this scrimmage and you don't want them to lose that edge from playing and coming off of like another victory, and but you also don't want to get out there and play too physical because you don't want anybody injured. Like, what do you say to the players to kind of keep them in that place between keeping the edge and staying aggressive and, hey, let's not break anybody bones out there?
Well, I think the guys that have been here all year, the guys through the playoffs will be fine. We've had the guys from Providence who've been working hard down there in case of emergency. Those are the guys who just have to make sure that, hey, that, you know, get the message across that we're watching you in case we need you, but we don't want you to take a guy out so you can get in the Stanley Cup playoffs either here. So I think they'll be fine in that regard. I mean, we have practiced, and we'll have some compete drills in practice, not all of them, but certainly some of them where there's physicality required, one-on-one, two-on-two, three-on-three low, et cetera. So, there is that in practice anyway. The guys know where to draw the line. They're not going to run guys from behind. But they are going to battle for the puck, and we got to get back into that in that mode and quickly.
Do you remember when Robbins fought McQuaid in like a scrimmage?
Yes, I do. I was in I was coaching one of the teams. I think that was the year of the lockout, right? We came up. I was in Providence then.
Yeah.
And played them before their year started. Yeah. Yeah. So there's no repeat of that, hopefully.
Because I just thought it was interesting as Robbins was just like, screw it, I'm going to fight McQuaid.
No, he's fighting for a job. I need to get someone to pay attention to me.
You know what? If you're in front of, I bet you this thing sells out. And if you're in front of a sellout crowd, you want to put on a show. So that's the way you do it. That you got to take someone on.
Yeah, well, yeah. We got to guard against the adrenaline getting pumped up too much. But, well, like I said, well, hopefully the guys are smart enough to know what's at stake here, and we can avoid some of that stuff. But listen, there's always risk, no doubt. But there's risk in practice too. So either way, you gotta deal with that.
All right, Bruce, how do you deal with a hot goaltender during this break? Like, is nobody talking to Tuukka right now?
No, I just saw him in there. Bergie's chatting with him over breakfast, to be honest with you. So that's a bad rumor.
Okay. I just imagine it being like a pitcher in the middle of a no-hitter where you just don't want to say anything to the guy or get in his head. But Tuukka's a different kind of goalie, isn't he? Like, I mean, they were even joking last night after the San Jose game. They were saying that, you know, Tuukka's probably not even thinking about hockey right now. He's one of the few guys who can completely detach himself from the game and get away from it.
Yeah, listen, I believe that. He doesn't seem any different to me. He's, you know, kind of going about his routine. Got upset in practice the other day. Someone bumped into him. That's pretty typical. Goalies don't like that. And then just went in and stopped the puck again. So I haven't seen a big difference. Obviously, you know, listen, he was on fire and hopefully stays on fire going into the finals. I don't see any reason why he won't, but that's always a concern, right, coming out of that long break. But listen, they won last night, so they got six days too. I mean, I think both teams are going to have a level of rust, but I think they'll shake it off pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, is there's been a debate, regardless of opponent, if it was San Jose or St. Louis, I don't want to get if anyone bulletin board material, but would you have, so you would rather have them have the 6 days off than go seven games and get beat up a little bit? You're happier that there is this time and it gives you time to prepare?
Well, you know, either way, it's out of our control, right? Seven games, it's one more game that key players could get banged up or but this way, they have to deal with some of what we're going through St. Louis now, where they're going to have some time off. They're not as much, but still. So for me, I have no strong opinion. We're going to get who we're going to get. It's more about us. Let's be ready to go. Both, obviously, listen, you make it this far, they're good teams. I do think St. Louis is a bit our twin. When you watch them, they're very similar to us. San Jose, a little different style of play. So, but we're comfortable. We feel good against, obviously, whoever had advanced. It's St. Louis now. Should be a great series. We just want to, like I said, the rest is good for us. I do believe that. Like, there was a lot of talk about, I really think this time of year, guys, getting a little time off is fine, and we'll be ready to go on Monday.
Okay, so you talk about, like, you know, goaltender getting back into it. St. Louis has had a red-hot goaltender, but not a lot of experience. If you talk and you're thinking about a young goalie in this kind of situation, how does that time off, do you think, affect them?
Well, I don't know the answer, to be honest with you. I wish I could tell you that they're going to come out. I'll tell you this. What happened with, and here's just a little bit of the, what I think could happen, is Columbus, you know, they win their first playoff series ever. They have a lot of time off, right? They beat Tampa, so they're sitting around for a week in Columbus. Everyone's telling them how great they are, and, you know, they come out, and, you know, they were fine coming out of the game. I think they were sloppy in the first period, and they were okay, but we end up getting the best of them. And Carolina, the same, right? They sweep, and now it's like, geez, the team hasn't been this far, so the town's excited. And, you know, all of a sudden, they, you know, they're going to find their game in the second period. So I really believe that teams can find it fairly quickly. I think St. Louis will go through the same thing. They're going to be reading about how good they are for the next 5-6 days and back to the Stanley Cup. The last time they were there was against us, ironically. So, but I believe they'll find their game. I mean, teams are playing well this time of year, so they've got enough leadership over there that eventually you're going to find it, and usually sooner rather than later. So it's like us. I really don't believe it's going to take us long. We're going to lose a few puck battles early just because you're not used to battling, and then you're going to get knocked on your ass, and all of a sudden you're back into it. So that's usually the way it works.
What do you remember about playing these guys? You played them twice after they turned things around. I think you only faced Bennington once, but it's been 3 months since you've seen them.
Yeah, like I said, I think they're a lot like us. I mean, they play four lines. Their fourth line is a good checking line. They've got top-end skill. Obviously, Schwartz is on fire. Tarasenko's can be O'Reilly's like a Bergie, you know, good two-way guy. Their third line plays in all situations, like we've used Coyle. Their D is bigger than ours. That is one difference. Our guys can move the puck, but they're bigger. Goaltending advantage, I think, listen, they like their goalies playing well, but I think Tuca's the better of the two. I'm biased that way, obviously. You got two teams that had real good second halves, known for, you know, physical play, but both can skate. So, I really believe they're very similar to us. When we went up there, it was a 1-1 game, went into the shootout at home here. I think we scored late to win, so should be a lower scoring, heavy series, but I guess till we get out there, we'll see. But that's kind of what I see out of them right now.
All right, so David Backes was out early in the playoffs. I don't believe you've lost, right?
Yeah, I think they're undefeated. You guys are undefeated since he's back, right?
Since Backes has been back in. What made you make the change, and what has he done? I know he's been limited in minutes, but what has he done to help make the team this successful?
Well, on the ice, you know, he's been physical. He's gotten to the net front. He's finished a few plays, made a few plays. His minutes are down simply, usually because of special teams. He's not on the penalty kill. On the second power play since Johansson came over, we've used him and Coyle more than David, so we lost some ice time there. He's been real good in the room, obviously. We've said that all along. We love David as a pro, the intangibles he brings. We put in Kuhlman early on, a little more foot speed. When all the forwards were healthy, we find that Backes, Achari, and Wagner have some similar qualities, so we just made a decision we weren't going to play them all every night, and David was the odd man out for a few nights, so obviously he found his way back in. We're undefeated with him. I'm you know, in hindsight, maybe I should have been playing them all along if, you know, that's the case. But at the end of the day, we liked what they've all brought, but that's what David brings. I think there's an urgency. I think the biggest thing he's brought is the urgency to win a cup. I mean, he's, what, 34 years old. He's been a lot of years in the NHL. So that little extra push right now this time of year is what separated him from the other guys.
You know, he lives off of Main Road.
Fred, I had a discussion with Billy Chaffee about this.
Yes. Yeah. This guy makes $5 billion. He lives on a main road. All right, so
I did not know that.
Yeah, well, Fred will give you his address if you want it.
Well, listen, I tend to follow the players home. All right, so he lives by me. My house more valuable, but so Bruce, he's going back to St. Louis. Obviously, you know, this is a huge thing for him. Does this add it? And no BS. Like, it's not. I'm not doing this to be corny, but you know, you played. Is there some intrinsic thing that happens, like when you're in the Stanley Cup Finals and you're facing, you know, a team that you had so much success with?
Well, I certainly didn't play at his level, and I do believe there he'll be certainly much more motivated, hopefully not distracted, because I'm sure he's got a lot of family and friends there. He's a captain of that team, so I'm sorry, not family, but a lot of you know, good friends, good relationships. But at the end of the day, I think he would. There's probably a little more motivation simply because he left there. But only he can answer that. I think that the motivation is pretty clear for him at this stage in his career. He wants to get his name on the cup. You know, he's never been this close. So I don't think it would matter who he's playing. But, yeah, I believe there's a little more juice when you play a team that used to be a big part of. And there's some familiarity over there that we'll tap into as well. He should know a little bit of the ins and outs of what's going on over there in their locker room, what players, some tendencies, et cetera. But at the end of the day, when the puck drops, like I said, I think some of that goes by the wayside. But for the most part, like we got a very motivated guy.
So, Bruce, you were saying the other day that for this time off, you were going to reach out to some of the other coaches here in town and see how they handled it. Who did you speak with, or did you get to speak to anybody as far as any of those guys?
Yeah, I'm going to keep that in-house, but I spoke to both the football team and the baseball team, and I've had conversations with the basketball team, so I'll let you figure it out from there. But I don't want to kind of get into all our conversations because that's private. But they've been very good to share whatever they can, very supportive, and it's been great for me we practice different than a football team, right? They're typically used to having a week off, long stretches. They have that, you know, long window of preparation for us. It's a little different, but at the end of the day, there's the mental side of it, I think, is important, how to keep players on their toes and don't let their mind drift and get their focus back. So I think that was more the discussion than anything. Even some players in town, ex-players that played in the Stanley Cup playoffs, that had some time off, how did they react? So we tried to do as much due diligence in that area and then put our schedule together, and we'll see how it works out.
Can I just ask if Belichick was receptive? Because I just imagine him getting any phone call and hearing a voice and immediately hanging up.
I got to tell you, terrific, terrific guy. Very insightful. And it was great. I really appreciate it.
He just saves the grimace for the public, I guess. Then.
You're part of the circle now.
That's a good point.
You're part of the circle of trust, I guess.
Yeah. And then he talked to Brad Wanamaker from the
Brad Wanamaker, of course, the backup point guard. Sure. So there was one thing. You talked the other day about how things have changed since you played, and I found it interesting because you colored a pretty clear picture about things like the pregame skates, and you had some cases back in the day where things weren't quite as courteous back then as they are now, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that was, junior hockey, you went through that quite a bit, you know, especially the rivalries. There was always, I'm not going to say there was but in playoffs or there was flat out brawls just because every team had six or seven tough guys. They'd fire a puck at the other goalie, or they'd take their net. I remember hearing a story about the Western League. They just went down and grabbed the other team's net. So how do you warm up your goalie? We had one Ottawa and Oshawa. I remember it was probably in 84. We had a good rivalry. Now, it wasn't full scale in the stands, whatever, but there was two or three fights, and that stuff kind of went on for a while. And looking back, it's kind of ridiculous to think about it, but that was hockey back then, and I think it's been a long time. Obviously, they've taken care of that, but Yeah, there were some good stories about warm up way back then.
So this is slapshot esque before the puck even drops.
Yeah, I'm already.
I mean, it wasn't a regular occurrence, but it happened, periodically. And I think I don't know if there's footage of that stuff back then, because what they do now, I believe that's what was the impetus to film warm up so that if this stuff went on, they could. Like take care of it, but back then I didn't know that people assumed who started, but it was kind of your word against theirs, and off they went. So,
what's the weirdest thing that was ever thrown on the ice while you were in juniors or you were in the minors?
Good question. I'll tell you what did happen. Not thrown on the ice, but I was playing in the Memorial Cup, which is the junior championship from all three leagues from Western Canada, Ontario, and Quebec. We're playing in Kitchener. And we're from Ottawa and Kitchener were in the same. We're both from Ontario, so we both got in. And we're beating them. And this big guy that was in Kitchener, he used to be a big fan, and he was fairly regular there. And he'd be barking at either us or the ref. And so one day we're beating them, and he reaches over and suckers the ref. Just the glass is lower back then, right? So anyway, I couldn't believe it. Like, honestly, I know it sounds like we're a bunch of Neanderthals up there, but it was unbelievable. I was like, wow. And when he knocked him down, I got up. He wasn't out cold, but it was like he got up. And anyway, I couldn't believe what I just saw. But anyway.
Was the guy even kicked out?
Yes. He got escorted out. I do remember that. But anyway, geez, to this day, I'll never forget that. I was like, wow. Guy was upset over something.
All right, well, hopefully something like that happens tomorrow.
It'd be great.
someone physically attacks an official. Tomorrow, you can see this thing is going to sell out, I believe, because $20 to get in. You can get those tickets. It's 7 o'clock tomorrow. It's a scrimmage after this long layoff. Bruce Cassidy, it's always a pleasure, sir. Thank you so much for the time.
All right, fellas. Thanks for having me.
And we didn't have to dump you once.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
That's good. I'm getting better, eh? From training.
You're media savvy now, sir. Thank you.
See you, Bruce.
All right, there you go.
Listen, watch, react in real time. Toucher and Rich are on Twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.